This is Ted Kennedy. The president may have declared war on drugs, but his plan fails to ban assault rifles and keep them out of the hands of drug dealers. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, by and large, you and I agree that President Bush has made a good start in the war on drugs. But there's one area where the president knuckled under to the National Rifle Association and Congress ought to act. I'm talking about assault weapons, the Rambo-style semi-automatic rifles and pistols that have become the favorite weapons in the arsenal of drug gangs and have no place on the streets in America. President Bush banned assault weapons made in foreign countries, but not those made in the United States. There's no excuse for that double standard. When drug criminals buy assault rifles, they don't ask where they're made. It's a crime issue, Al, not a trade issue. We can't fight the war on drugs with one hand tied behind our back by the National Rifle Association.
Ted, your comments on the NRA are just not fair, and they're repugnant to me and to the people of Wyoming. I'm certain that the people of your fine state are just as appalled at my opinion that it is indeed the people's right to keep and bear arms. It may be an old philosophy, Ted, about as old as the Constitution, but I will continue to stand firm against those who would allow only criminals who will obtain guns, whether they're legal or not, to own weapons. That's what happens if it becomes illegal for sportsmen and other law-abiding gun owners to buy and possess firearms. I strongly support legislation to put some stiff penalties on criminals who use guns to commit crimes, such as the powerful semi-automatic rifle you mentioned. But let's get our focus on the right target, Ted. The abusers, the criminals, and the judicial process, not the outdoorsman, the collector, and the good, solid, law-abiding citizen. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the United States' role in a changing Poland. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.